Hello, CTA members, and welcome to Office Hours with Gary Allen. This podcast is all about you, your needs, and helping you plan and prep to enjoy a better life as an educator. My podcast is for members of the California Teachers Association, and I'm your host, Gary Allen. My team and I work for the CTA 403B, providing education, advice, and enrollment services to participants of the union's own low-cost 403B plan. In this episode, we're going to dive into the world of credit card debt and how to hopefully get you out of any debt troubles you might be facing. Like many Americans, there are CTA members who are struggling with credit card debt every month. I understand how much pressure and stress this can add to your life. Hopefully, we can get you on a path to eliminate this burden over time. I realize it's a challenge that many people face, yet not all of us understand fully how it happened and what to do to get out of it. Whether you're struggling with debt yourself or looking to avoid it in the future, this episode is for you. Let's start with the basics. Credit card debt accumulates when you spend money on your credit card and don't pay off the balance in full by the due date. Sounds simple, but here's where it gets tricky. Every month you carry a balance, your credit card company charges you interest on that amount. Here is where you need to pay attention. This isn't just a one-time fee. It's a percentage of your balance, and it adds up every month you don't pay in full. Compounding is a wonderful thing when it's working for you. When you earn returns that are compounding, it is your best friend. However, the tyranny of compounding comes about when it's actually working against you. The worst place you can be is paying compound interest on credit cards. Now, you might wonder, how do people fall into this trap? Well, it's often a mix of necessity and temptation. For some, unexpected expenses like medical bills or car repairs can make credit cards seem like a lifeline when you're going through some type of big issue. For others, it's the allure of buying now and thinking about it later. Sales, special offers, or even just the convenience of swiping a card can lead to spending more than we can afford. Credit cards can be a great tool if you have the discipline to stay on top of what you're doing. However, credit cards also are very sneaky and enabling because it really disconnects us from our money. When you pay for something in cash, you pull that cash out of your pocket or purse. You have to look at it, count it, and hand it over. Spending cash registers differently in our minds than simply swiping or tapping a card and walking off with what we want. And here's where the common pitfalls come in. That is when the bill arrives. First up, we have a minimum payment trap. Paying only the minimum amount due each month might seem like an easy way to keep your finances afloat, but it will slowly drown you into deeper debt. Why? Because minimum payments barely cover the interest charges, let alone the principal amount you owe. All you're doing is jumping on a treadmill of debt without making any headway on paying off the actual debt. You think you're doing what you need to, but you are really getting nowhere fast. Another pitfall with credit cards? Well, ignoring the APR or annual percentage rate. This little number, which by the way sometimes is not so little, determines how much interest you'll pay over a year. The higher the APR, the more interest will pile up, turning what was once a manageable debt into a financial nightmare. You might be shocked at how expensive common purchases can become when you ignore the interest that you're paying to maintain that balance on your credit card. And then let's add some insult to injury here. We cannot forget about late fees. Miss a payment, and not only will your debt increase due to the interest, but you'll also be hit with a penalty, further adding to your debt. It's a cycle that can quickly spiral out of control. make sure you keep your payments on time so you don't end up paying even more than you need to or actually can afford. So what's the impact of all of this? Let's break it down. Say you have a $1,000 balance on a credit card with an 18% APR. If you only make the minimum payment, it can take you years to pay off that balance, costing you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars in extra interest alone just to pay off that $1,000 debt. Imagine how bad it can get if you pile up the credit card debt, and remember, your APR can be much higher than 18%. It's clear that credit card debt isn't just about the money, though. It's about the interest that accumulates, turning a small purchase into a significant burden. But don't lose hope. Understanding is the first step to overcoming something, and that's what we're here for. To make sure you understand what it means to buy something on credit with a high interest rate, and then if you cannot pay it off on a timely basis. Essentially, you are raising the price on whatever you're buying. Let's face it, prices are already high enough without adding interest on top of that. Also, credit card debt doesn't just impact your wallet. It can and does weigh heavily on your peace of mind. But fear not, because today we're going to be unlocking the strategies to not only manage, but potentially allow you to escape from this cycle of debt. From understanding the pitfalls of minimum payments to navigating the options of balance transfer cards and personal loan consolidation, we're going to cover each of them and then move on to strategies to help you pay off the debt. Let's start with the minimum payment trap. On the surface, making the minimum payment on your credit card bill might seem like a convenient way to keep your finances on track. However, this approach is akin to taking some aspirin for the pain from a broken ankle. Yeah, it does give you some momentary relief. While it might prevent your situation from getting immediately worse, it does little to heal the underlying issue. The reality is, when you opt for the minimum payment on your credit cards, you're mostly just covering the interest you racked up that month and barely making a dent on the principal. This means your debt lingers longer, and the total amount you pay significantly increases due to the accumulating interest. Obviously, you need to make payments so you're current on your debts, but don't expect this method to get you out of the problem you're in. Now, shifting gears, let's consider balance transfer cards. This method has gained popularity over the years as a strategy for dealing with high interest credit card debt. By transferring your balance to a card with a lower interest rate, ideally one with a 0% introductory offer, you can save on interest payments and potentially pay down your debt faster. The upside of this is clear. Lower interest rates mean more of your payment goes towards reducing the principal balance. However, it's not without its pitfalls. The introductory period usually doesn't last forever. It's commonly between 12 and 18 months, and if you haven't paid off the balance by then, you could once again be paying or facing higher interest rates all over again. Additionally, balance transfers often come with fees, typically around 3 to 5% of the transferred amount, which could eat into your savings if you don't carefully consider the numbers. Before you do anything, make sure you understand all the terms and conditions. For example, we often just focus on the immediate relief, no interest for 12 months. But what happens if you don't pay it off? The next option is personal loan consolidation. This approach involves taking out a new loan to pay off multiple credit card debts. It's a strategy that can offer a breath of fresh air by consolidating various payments into one manageable monthly payment and often at a lower interest rate. The advantages are compelling. A simplified payment process, potentially lower interest rates, and a clear timeline for repaying your debt. However, it's not a silver bullet. Qualifying for a low-interest personal loan typically requires a good credit score, something that not everyone who's struggling with debt may have. Moreover, this strategy requires discipline. Consolidating your debt won't solve underlying spending issues, and without a change in financial habits, you could find yourself once again back in debt. As we explore these strategies, it's crucial to remember that the journey out of debt is highly personal. What works for one person may not be the best approach for another. It's about understanding your unique financial situation, your habits, and your goals. Armed with this knowledge, you can then make informed decisions that pave the way to a debt-free life. Tackling credit card debt is not just about choosing the right strategy. It's about commitment, discipline, and sometimes a willingness to change our relationship with money. As you consider these strategies, think about what changes you can make to prevent falling back into debt in the future. At this point, what I'm going to do is to spend some time on ways to pay off credit card debt. We want to give every CTA member some practical strategies to make it happen so you can enjoy a better and more stress-free life. So let's dig into the first method of paying off credit cards. The first one I'm going to cover is very effective, and it's called the avalanche method. The avalanche method is a straightforward and powerful approach to tackling debt. It's all about prioritizing your debts by the interest rates from the highest to the lowest. The goal here is to save you the most money on interest over time. So let's break it down step by step and explore how it can transform your approach to debt. So let's begin with an overview. Imagine you're standing at the top of the mountain, looking down at the snow-covered slopes. Each patch of snow represents a different debt, with the largest and most menacing patches symbolizing your high-interest debts. Just as an avalanche starts from the top and works its way down, this method involves tackling those big, high-interest debts first before moving on to the smaller ones. So why do we focus on high-interest debts first? It's all about the numbers. Debts with higher interest rates grow faster than those with lower rates. By paying off the high-interest debts first, you're cutting down the fastest-growing parts of your debt mountain, which means you'll pay less interest over time. It's a strategy that requires patience and discipline, but the savings can be substantial. Your next question is probably, how does it work? Here are the steps to start digging yourself out of credit card or other debts. Step one is to list all of your debts in one place, from the highest interest rate to the lowest. Remember, I talked about the APR before. Line them up, no matter how much you owe on each debt, by the highest interest rate you're paying. Step two is to continue making minimum payments on all of your debts to keep your accounts in good standing. You don't want to create any problems with your existing debts, so keep them current. Next, we want you to focus on any extra money that you have on the debt with the highest interest rate first. Pour as much as you can into this debt until it's completely paid off. You want to extinguish the highest interest rate debt first. Once you knock out that first one, then you're going to repeat that process with the next highest interest rate debt, rolling over what you were paying on that now cleared up debt to amplify your payments on the next highest one. And then continue this process like an avalanche gaining momentum until all your debts are cleared. By adopting the avalanche method, you focus your efforts on the cards or debts with the highest interest rate first. Always make sure, though, to maintain your minimum payments on everything else. And I realize it's not easy, but if you can cut down some of your expenses and dedicate any pay raises or even found money to paying off debt, you are on your way to a better life. And you know, the cool thing about this is the avalanche method, it's not just a theory. It's a practical, proven strategy that has helped countless individuals regain control over their finances. It's about more than just paying off debt. It's about changing your financial future. Nobody wants to struggle the rest of their life paying off debts, so it's time to take action and make it happen. The Avalanche Method is a powerful tool, but it's most effective when combined with a solid budget, a commitment to reducing spending, and an emergency fund in place to avoid new debt. The next method that I want to cover is also another very popular method, and it also is psychologically satisfying. It's called the Snowball Method. Unlike the Avalanche Method, which targets debts with the highest interest rates first, the Snowball Method takes a different approach. It's about starting small and building momentum, much like a snowball rolling down a hill, gathering size and speed. So let's take a closer look to see how this method works, its psychological advantages, and how you can start making it happen in your own life. So what is the Snowball Method all about? Imagine you're making a snowball. You start with a small handful of snow, and as you roll it along, it picks up snow, growing larger and larger. The Snowball Method applies this concept to your debt. You start by paying off your smallest debt first, regardless of interest rates, while making minimum payments on the rest to make sure everything is in good order. Once the smallest debt is paid off, you move on to the next smallest one, and so on, allowing your debt repayment efforts to gain momentum over time. So why does this strategy focus on the smallest debts first? It's all about seeing some quick wins. Paying off a debt, no matter how small, is an achievement that can provide a significant psychological boost. It creates a sense of progress and accomplishment, motivating you to keep going with the plan. This method leverages human psychology for financial gain, turning the daunting task of debt repayment into a series of manageable, winnable battles. When you see progress, it encourages you to keep going. We like quick wins. It's also why so many people struggle with saving for retirement. It takes a lot of discipline and patience to see the reward way down the road when you're saving for retirement over the years. So the snowball strategy gives you the opportunity to see some wins fairly quickly when you wipe out some small debts. So here is how you're going to make that happen. First, you have to once again list all of your debts in one place, but this time you're going to do it from the smallest to the largest debt. Don't worry about the interest rates right now. Just focus on how much you owe on each one and make sure you start with the smallest one. Always remember when you start this, though, to make your minimum payments on everything else to keep your debts in good standing. Now you're going to take that extra money and start taking out the smallest debt first. Keep doing it until it's gone. When it is gone, remember to celebrate that victory with a big cheer. Once the smallest debt is gone, take the money you were putting towards it and go after the next smallest debt. Once again, pay as much as you can until you wipe it out. Celebrate again and then continue this process and celebrate once more, allowing your repayment efforts to snowball as you tackle each debt. And then repeat this process until all of them are wiped out. What makes the snowball method different is it's not just about the money. It's also about the emotional journey. By celebrating each debt cleared, you're not just improving your financial health, you're boosting your morale, your confidence, and your determination to reach a debt-free life. Some people need these small wins early to keep the momentum going. People like to win. Here you are winning over debt, and that is a pretty darn exciting thing. Whether you choose the Avalanche Method, the Snowball Method, or a combination of strategies, the key is to start, to keep moving, and to celebrate every victory along the way. Take action and get going. Now, I think I can anticipate your next question when you're listening to this, and it might be, well, between the avalanche method and the snowball method, which one's better? Well, both strategies have their champions and critics, but the good news is both work. The better question is, which one's right for you? I'm going to compare their strengths and weaknesses and also chat about the psychological and motivational aspects that could influence your decision. First up, the avalanche method. This strategy is all about math and efficiency. By targeting debts with the highest interest rates first, you minimize the amount of interest you pay over time. It's a method that appeals to those people who are logical, you're numbers-driven, and you are very much motivated on saving the most in the interest side. Let's talk about three different items here. So how long is it going to take till you get debt freedom? Generally, the avalanche method can get you out of debt faster on paper since you're reducing the amount of interest that's going to accumulate each month. What about the total interest paid? Once again, the avalanche method saves you money in the long run because you're eliminating the most expensive debts first. Psychological and motivational side of the equation, the downside here. The avalanche method requires patience and discipline, as it might take longer to see your first debt fully paid off. For some, this can be demotivating, especially if your highest interest debt also happens to be your largest. On the other side, we have the snowball method. This approach is a little less about the math and more about the psychology of debt repayment. By paying off your smallest debts first, you create a series of quick wins, building momentum and motivation. What about, once again, the timed debt freedom? Well, the snowball method might take a bit longer to achieve complete freedom from debt, as you might end up paying more interest over time. And also, what about the total interest paid? Typically, you'll pay more in interest compared to the avalanche method, since you're not prioritizing the highest interest debts. What about the psychological and motivational aspects? Here is where the snowball method gets the nod, and that's because the psychological boost of clearing debts quickly can be significant, making it easier to stick with your repayment plan and maintain your motivation. So which one is better? Well, as I showed you, the answer isn't straightforward. It depends on what motivates you and how you handle your finances. If you're someone who gets a lot of satisfaction from seeing debts disappear quickly, and you need that motivation to stick with your plan, well, then the snowball method might be your best bet. On the other hand, if you're focused on the long-term picture, minimizing interest, and you have the discipline to stick with a slower payoff for your smaller debts, the avalanche method could be more up your alley. Both strategies have their merits, and the best choice depends on your personal financial situation and what motivates you to keep pushing forward. Remember, the goal isn't just about to get out of debt. It's just as important to stay out of debt in the future. Whichever method you choose, commitment and discipline to your financial future is the key. I also want to make sure and provide you with some closing thoughts about credit card debt and the bigger picture. It goes beyond just paying off your current debt. We're talking about creating a sustainable, debt-free life through smart budgeting, avoiding new debt, building an emergency fund, and knowing when to seek professional help. So the cornerstone to begin with is creating a budget and sticking to it. A budget isn't just a list of your expenses. It's a plan for your financial future. It gives you control over your money, helps you aim for your financial goals, and is essential for navigating out of debt. The key to a successful budget is consistency. Adjust it as necessary, but always ensure it aligns with your goal of paying off debt. Remember, a budget is not a restriction, but a liberation from financial stress. Too often we think about a budget as a way to constrain our lives. However, it's just the opposite. When you have a budget, it creates the ability for you to do so many things that were never possible before. Finally, good budgeting is just aligning your money with what's important to you. Now let's talk about avoiding new debt while paying off existing debt. I get it. It can be tempting to take on new debt, especially if you're using credit to maintain a certain lifestyle. However, accumulating new debt while paying off old debt, it's like trying to bail out a boat with a hole in the bottom. You're never going to get dry, and you're never going to be safe. The first thing is to use cash or a debit card for purchases to avoid spending money you don't have. If you must use a credit card, ensure it's for expenses that you can pay off in full each year. And then I talked very briefly about an emergency fund. So what's the role of an emergency fund in a debt repayment strategy? An emergency fund is crucial for anyone, whether you are paying your way out of debt or not, but especially so if you're working your way out of debt. Unexpected expenses like car repairs or medical bills can quickly derail your debt repayment plan if you're not prepared. So if you don't have one, start an emergency fund. Start small, even if it's just a few dollars from each paycheck. Over time, aim to build that up to between 3 and 6 months worth of living expenses. I didn't say income. We're only looking for the emergency fund to take care of living expenses. This fund acts as a buffer between you and life's unpredictable moments, ensuring you don't fall back into the debt cycle. We want you to be able to handle the unexpected events that, by the way, will happen in the future. That's why we call it life. Stuff happens. Finally, let's discuss when to consider professional help. First of all, there is no shame in seeking help. If you're feeling overwhelmed by your debt, professional advice from credit counseling or a debt management program might be what you need. A credit counselor can help you understand your financial situation, offer advice on budgeting, and even negotiate with creditors on your behalf. Now, debt management plans, for some, a structured debt management plan can consolidate payments and potentially reduce interest rates, making it easier to pay down debt. Remember, dealing with debt is not just about the numbers. It's about setting yourself up for a sustainable, financially healthy future. By creating and sticking to a budget, avoiding new debt, building an emergency fund, and seeking professional help when needed, you're not just working to pay off what you owe, you're building a solid foundation for lasting financial success. Imagine what it would be like if you don't dread opening the mail every month and looking at your bills. Instead, you have a healthy emergency fund, little to no debt, healthy savings going towards a better retirement, and by the way, you can also focus on having more fun along the way. When you are thinking about retirement and other investments, remember you can always reach out to us at the CTA 403B Retirement Savings Plan for an appointment or a chat about your situation. We've been hired by your union, the California Teachers Association, to provide you with advice that's always in your best interest. We call that being a fiduciary. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Thank you for joining us along the way as you aspire to become the person you want to be. Until next time, I'm Gary Allen with Office Hours, the podcast for CTA members. The preceding episode of Office Hours was created by Gary Allen, the lead financial advisor for the CTA Retirement Savings Plan. However, the contents of this program are the thoughts and opinions of the host only and do not represent CTA, the CTA Retirement Savings Plan, or Prudent Investor Advisors in any manner. Gary could change his opinions at any time and is not responsible for or required to inform listeners of this podcast of future changes. The information provided is done for informational purposes only and is not to be construed as investment, legal, or tax advice of any kind. Please consult with your own appropriate professional for investment, tax, or legal advice.